or walking or lying down, and daily mindfulness training, via bowing, Dhamma contemplation, reflection, inquiry within the vicinity of the temple while in the walking, standing, sitting or lying down posture. So since it's raining, you cannot go out, otherwise you can do your Dhamma contemplation outside. So you can still do it if you want, stand outside at the window, open up the window or look through some of the window. So you can still do a little bit of contemplation. Otherwise you sit and you walk, or you do your bowing and all those things. So meditation, formal sitting, I will give you instruction. Because like I explained the other day, the untrained mind is heedless, think a lot, because the hindrance of mind is there. The five mental hindrance: sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor or sleepiness, restlessness of mind due to your fear, worry, anxiety and doubt. You're not sure. And these five hindrance will hinder you from becoming peaceful, entering the meditative state of peace and calm. So you need to cultivate the opposite five, the five spiritual faculty, to overcome them. The spiritual faculty are the faith, the confidence in the Buddha and his teaching, understand? From the faith, you develop the spiritual zeal, virya, to cultivate. After understanding who the Buddha is, how special he is a fully enlightened one, perfect in wisdom and virtue. Then after that, you pay respect mindfully. You develop mindfulness, understand? So this five spiritual faculty will come about when you do your puja, when you pay respect with the understanding, the faith. Then your virya will drive you to cultivate mindfulness. Then you can either use walking to be mindful, sitting, meditation to be mindful. In the sitting, I will teach you the mind sweeping method and anapanasati, followed by just silencing your mind, understand? To develop the inner awareness to understand what is going on, to develop the ability to insight into phenomena. So this is basically what the formal meditation is. Then if you want to do walking meditation, you have to do it with understanding. Walking meditation is very simple. You just walk up and down naturally in a relaxed manner. Relax, at ease and natural. Then silent. Body and mind move as one. Understand? If you are used to anapanasati, your breathing, your mind and your body move as one. No thought. And that is mindfulness. The moment you are silent without thought, you are already mindful. Understand? So this is what mindfulness is all about. Okay? So most important is the formal meditation. Walking also important. So what I will do is, I will give you some instruction on how to do the formal meditation since they are here, so that those who need the instruction, you can just listen, then from there, you do. I will ring the bell after about 1.5 hours time. Okay, off the light. Can somebody open the window outside? I think it's getting a bit warm, isn't it? Open the window outside. Okay, you just relax your body and mind, silence your mind. Make sure your backbone is straight. Your body and mind must be at ease, in harmony. Just relax and silent. Tell yourself you are here to meditate. So any thought that comes and distract you, tell the thought, later I will deal with it, okay? So now you silence your mind. Then you develop the meditation. Close your eye. Then maintain awareness or attention at your forehead. Use your mind to feel your forehead. Feel, don't think, feel. If you can detect any tension, any tightness, or any stress within, you just relax, relax, relax. Relax every part of your forehead muscle. Then you feel your eye muscle do the same. Relax every strand of your eye muscle. Then you move your awareness down to your facial muscle. Again, you do the same. Feel your facial muscle. Relax every strand of it. Yeah. Normally, you are quite tense. You are not relaxed. So what you can do is, you develop loving kindness or metta, a very good mind state to help you to relax. So like the Buddha said, visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, there is a lot of joy. When there is joy, there is happiness. You are relaxed, automatically relaxed. So you just radiate a radiant smile. Then you radiate and recite this loving kindness and metta to yourself. It will bring about a lot of inner well-being. So inner peace will lead to inner well-being if you know how to meditate. So silence your mind and now radiate this to your own body and mind. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. Well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness in your entire body and mind, your entire being. Then you also read it. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, all physical and mental suffering, free from all danger, free from all harm. May it too be without any mental negativity, without ill will, without anger, hatred, fear, worry, anxiety, and may it be untroubled always. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep in our hearts. Yeah. Then you can radiate this same loving kindness or metta to your loved one. Somebody you have affection for, you care a lot. Can be your parents, your loved one, or whoever. Eh? May my loved ones do be well, happy, and peaceful always. Radiate from your heart. Radiate to them. You can visualize them. Eh? Radiating a radiant smile. Mm. Then you can continue to radiate. May my loved ones do be free from all harm and danger. Free from all physical and mental suffering. May they too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, free from fear, worry, and anxiety. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they also have love, compassion, and wisdom deep in their heart. May they be loved, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts too. Then you can visualize your Dharma friends, all of your co-cultivator, and all of the beings, known and unknown, seen and unseen within this vicinity of San Bao Si or Triple Gem Center. May they all to be well, happy and peaceful always. May they all to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they all to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free of all harm, danger. May they all to be well and happy always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then after that, you can radiate this same method to all beings throughout the world, throughout the existence. May all beings within the entire vicinity of Princhang Town, Cameron Highland, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, planet Earth, solar system, galaxy and the whole universe. May they all to be well, happy and peaceful always. May they all to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May they all to be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then after that, you can come back to your facial muscle, relax every part. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Just feel and relax. Then you move your attention down to your neck, relax, feel and relax. Your shoulder, feel and relax. Down to your limbs, your hand, feel and relax. Back to shoulder. Then you feel your heart or your chest area. This is the most important location within your body. This is where your heartbeat is. This is where the seat of consciousness is. This is where the life force arises and pass away. Yeah. So you just silence your mind and feel. You can detect any vibration or any heartbeat. Just silence your mind and stay there. Then you will become very peaceful. But if you can't, if you are still new, your mindfulness is still not developed, never mind. You just relax every part within your heart. Then after that, you move on to your stomach. Feel, relax, don't think. Then you move on to your abdomen. Feel, relax, just aware, relax. Your buttock, your leg, do the same, relax. Then you reverse the whole cycle back from your leg, relax, buttock, relax, abdomen, feel, relax, stomach, feel, relax, your heart, do the same. Then after that, shoulder, relax, hand back to shoulder, neck, relax, facial muscle, then your eye muscle and your forehead. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Now you can try to stabilize this mindfulness. You can develop what they call anapanasati, like what the Buddha did. Anapanasati is mindfulness of in and out breath. Anapana is in and out breath. Mindfulness is sati. So anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. You just like you feel your forehead, you feel your breathing in front of your nostril. Just silence your mind to detect the breathing. Then like the Buddha said, breathing in, you are aware. The moment you detect, the awareness just follow. Means your mind and the breathing move as one without thought. Initially, for those who are new, it's not easy. The mind will wander off very fast. But don't worry. Be patient, silence your mind, and just mindfully bring it back to be aware of the breathing. If you are patient enough, after a while, it will stabilize. Then you will like to meditate, because when you stabilize, when you develop real anapanasati, your mind state become very peaceful and very quiet. You will experience what they call piti. Piti is a type of spiritual joy, spiritual rapture. You make your mind very calm, very peaceful. Then as you continue to relax and just aware, the piti will translate into or transform into sukha. Sukha is a type of more intense state of bliss. They call it bliss, blissfulness. So from sukha, it will transform again to become pasati. Pasati is tranquility or stillness of mind. The mind becomes so quiet, so still, and so tranquil. And when you reach this state, you are very good already. Means your mind is trying to be mindful on its own. No need object of meditation. Right? Then you just silent. The awareness is already there. Then anywhere you put your mind, it will be aware there. That's what you do. So I allow you to develop this training on your own. Then you silence your mind to understand what is going on, how you function as a human being, how your various sense or consciousness come to be, and develop the clarity of the experience. Yeah. Hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness. Yeah. Because when you close your eye, you don't really see, no seeing consciousness. But when you are alive, active outside, yes. Yeah. So you just silence your mind, try to understand what is going on. Okay? I leave it to you to meditate. I will come back and ring the bell later. Okay.